colleague, Dr. Carrie Made, who's been in touch with fertility clinics. They've never seen anything like it. The sperm of inoculated men does not swim. The eggs of inoculated women do not grow into embryos. And those that do have a huge amount of contamination with stuff that's non-organic. What's going on here? We also know that according to the first New England Journal of Medicine study saying that Pfizer was safe and effective, this was in June of 2021. If you look at the raw data, it proves that 80% of the women who get the shot in the first and second trimester, basically 0 to 20 weeks, have an 80% miscarriage rate. Now, the miscarriage rate, just baseline, is 1 in 6. It's now 7 to 8 times that much. Dr. James Thorpe points out that there's a 79% increase in fetal malformations. There are unprecedented numbers of stillbirths. But again, this stuff becomes so censored that the mainstream says, oh, no, you know, that's a lie. You're making that up. We also just published My Cycle Story with many scientists, including Dr. Hooker here, where we had a database of over 6,000 women that came forward because their voices were being silenced. We had a group of about 20,000 women on Facebook who were talking about their experience with their menstrual cycle. They'd never seen anything like it. 90-year-olds beginning bleeding again. And we're not talking mild bleeding. We're talking clotting. I had women calling me who had been passing clots for weeks and weeks. We have two VAERS cases of little girls, 18-month-old girls, who hemorrhaged and died in My Cycle Story. So we had over 6,000 women. Then we looked at the baseline rate of what's called a decidual cast shedding, decidual cast passing a decidual cast. That is where the entire inside of the uterus just is shed all at once as a piece. It looks just like a plaster cast of the inside of the uterus. In our data, as I recall, it was like 269 women reported this. Most of our original database were women who hadn't even had the shot. It's doing something to the coagulation pathways in the body. That is just the tip of the iceberg. I keep thinking, when these young women realize they will never be able to get pregnant because they had that shot, I mean, the horror of it is unimaginable.